WMD.com.
It's time for Health Radio.
Health Radio.
With Melanie Cole.
More than 1.2 million Americans are living with HIV, but according to the CDC, 1 in 7 does not know that they are infected with this disease, and 1 in 3, only 1 in 3, are controlling their virus with treatment. My guests today are Dr. Dimitri Daskalakis. He's the Assistant Commissioner of the Bureau of HIV Prevention and Control at the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, and Dr. Ambrose Delpino. He's a 12-year Walgreens veteran who graduated from the University of Sciences in Philadelphia with a doctorate of pharmacy degree. Welcome to the show. So, Dr. Daskalakis, I'm going to start with you. As in the Commission of Bureau of HIV Prevention, what do you see as the biggest threat right now with it? Because people tend to think that this is sort of gone from the spectrum of things we have to worry about today. What do you see as the biggest issue?
I think that's the biggest issue, that frankly people don't think HIV is really on the radar anymore. And almost 2,800 cases per year in New York really beg to differ that. So HIV is a pretty significant issue for many people all over the country, and specifically in the city that I work in. So I think that the biggest thing we're battling is the fact that people think that the war on HIV is over, when really this is the time to redouble our efforts, because we do have the technology to really take control of the HIV epidemic.
Okay, so Dr. Delpino, where do you see this disease today? What are people doing right now for treatment? And what, you know, sort of is the lifespan? I mean, people are living with HIV now, right? It's not a death sentence.
Yes, Melanie, that's a great point. You know, people are living normal and healthy lives. You know, people with HIV tend to have a normal life expectancy now if they're able to access treatment and control their virus. So what we see is many people are aging with HIV. In fact, more than half the people with HIV are over the age of 50. So lots of people are suffering not only from HIV, but diseases that are associated with aging, like diabetes or cholesterol issues or blood pressure problems.
So what's involved, Dr. Delpino, I'm sticking with you for a second here. What's involved in testing? Do you have to go in and get an official test? I mean, they used to say if you go donate blood, you'll find out if you have HIV because they'll send you back a letter about it. But that's not the best way, is it?
No. You know, access to testing is available in many communities through the Departments of Health or through your local doctor, or even sometimes, you know, at your pharmacy and at Walgreens here. Each year for National HIV Testing Day, you know, we host a couple hundred testing events with partnerships with over 180 local health departments. So there's many ways to access testing resources, and testing is really important. It only takes a couple of minutes to find out your test results, and then you can get linked to care if needed to get the treatment that is so important to having a healthy life.
Dr. Daskalakis, tell us a little bit about the state of HIV today. When we think of it, and as I said to Dr. Delpino, it seemed, you know, it used to be this big death sentence. What do you think is going on today, and the stigma if somebody were to even get that test? That's why some people don't do it. They don't want to know.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the state of HIV is actually a very optimistic one. We know that people can be treated for their HIV and it prevents complications. We also know that people who are at risk for HIV can be offered medication to prevent HIV acquisition. So really, the state of HIV is the best it's ever been from the perspective of what we can do. The problem is sort of, you know, where the rubber hits the road from the perspective of what people are doing because of stigma. So, you know, I think that testing is really important. It opens the door both for care if people have HIV and also for prevention if they don't. But what we need to do is really to make testing for HIV a part of what happens routinely in all care. So I think that that's one of our biggest barriers. I think that healthcare providers look at HIV as something special and something that takes a lot of work to sort of offer a test. And so we need to work to make sure that testing is just as easy as a blood pressure or as easy as that diabetes check or cholesterol check that people may be getting to keep themselves healthy from the cardiovascular perspective. So, I mean, like, we're looking at a really bright situation. We have a lot of jurisdictions, lots of places that think that with the combination of pre-exposure medicine to prevent HIV and treatment with testing, we can actually get our hands around this epidemic and drive it down so it's no longer an epidemic but just another chronic condition that we deal with all over the country.
Dr. Daskalakis, I'm sticking with you here for another second. Other countries, this is still in Africa and some other third world countries, this is still something that kills millions of people. And how do we stack up in this country as far as our death rate and the knowledge of this disease? You know, are we running pretty much far ahead, or maybe not as much as you might prefer?
So I think that we're running toward the middle of the middle of the pack, a little bit, you know, toward the head of that middle, but still have some work to do. The truth is, in lots of parts of Africa and other parts of the developing world, what you'll see is that antiretrovirals have really picked up. And so where there was a doubt in the past that antiretrovirals, HIV medicine, could be scaled up there in a way that would be effective, it looks like millions and millions of years of lives have been saved there. So in the U.S., the reality is that HIV suffers from the same issues of health equity that many other conditions struggle with. So, for instance, many African Americans are affected with HIV way more than you would expect. Way more Hispanics are affected. And then specifically, men who have sex with men, so either gay or bisexual men, whether they identify that way or not, or just have sex with men, those individuals are also experiencing a significant burden of disease still. And so, you know, the future is bright, like I said, but when you sort of look at some of the subpopulations that we're dealing with, some of the sort of more priority populations for HIV, we're still not necessarily winning the game.
So, Dr. Delpino, tell us about the test. If we go for this free testing day and people go to Walgreens, they get their test, is this something that is reported in a national database? Because I think that's another thing that keep people from wanting to get this test in the first place, is because they're afraid now that everyone's going to find out, and that their employer and all of this. So tell us about the test itself. We only have about a minute and a half left.
Sure, sure. So the actual test can be, you know, many different actual devices that run the test, but the reporting requirements, they differ from state to state. So at Walgreens, we have community-based partners or our local health departments come into our stores and actually use our space. And those agencies and organizations are responsible for any reporting requirements the state might have. It's not always anonymous, and oftentimes it's not. It is confidential, though, and there are privacy laws in place to protect individuals who have a positive or reactive test to keep that information as confidential as the law requires and protect the privacy of the patient, and also to create a comfortable environment for individuals to come and get a test.
So do you think that people should get this test and then, you know, based on the results, that they need to tell people, or is it something you deal with unless you're having a sexual partner?
You know, I think that individuals who are living with HIV, the choice to disclose their status to loved ones is obviously a very personal and difficult choice that each individual needs to make. In my experience, you know, when I was in the store and helping to take care of patients, when individuals are ready to share their status with others, I think they were able to develop a support system to help guide them through this disease that they may have for the rest of their life, and to help support them through the tough times that might lie ahead. So, you know, again, that's not an easy thing to do, but once individuals were able to do it, I think they were for the better.
And Dr. Daskalakis, last word from you. You have about 15 seconds.
No matter what, the only test to be afraid of for HIV is the one that you've never had, whether negative or positive. There's some great solutions, no matter where you live, to make sure that you're connected to care or prevention to keep you healthy.
Absolutely. So get the HIV test. It's a simple blood test, and it could save your life. People are living long, healthy lives with HIV. So don't be afraid. Go get your test. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well and stay tuned.